Hey, Governor, so you finally made it official.
Yes, I am running to become President of the United States, and I have to say it's really one of the most exciting things I've ever done.
Over the years, the press corps here in Colorado, we've asked you about this a lot. Oftentimes, you've been on the fence about running for president. What ultimately made up your mind?
Sitting and having long conversations with my family, but I think equally important was the fact that I've been around the country, right? Not just to Iowa and New Hampshire, but I've been to Georgia and Florida and New Mexico and South Carolina. And I kept hearing the same thing everywhere, that people are frustrated about just all the talk in Washington without anything getting done. And I think our experience here in Colorado, both my 8 years as mayor of Denver and my 8 years as governor, really has been about bringing people together, getting things done, and creating real progressive achievements. And I think there's an appetite out there that doesn't show up in what gets reported by the national media.
In your announcement video, while images of President Donald Trump play in the background, you say this country faces a crisis that threatens everything we stand for. Why is crisis the word you use for his presidency?
It's not just his presidency. We're facing a crisis of division. I think we're more divided than at any time since the Civil War, probably. And it keeps us from addressing the really large challenges we're facing, right? The inflation we've seen around healthcare and our inability to give everyone a medical home, give everyone coverage. I mean, when we're divided, we're not going to get that addressed. You look at climate change and the consequences of inaction. All this talk in Washington and nothing seems to get done. The looming threat of automation and artificial intelligence, what that's going to do to our workplace and our workforce. Again, as long as we're divided, we can't really take the positive, successful steps to resolving and getting out ahead of that, and making sure that it doesn't become, a national disaster.
As governor, you've generally avoided taking strong partisan positions and tried to promote a pragmatic approach to government. How do you think this middle-of-the-road mindset could satisfy the more progressive voters in the Democratic base?
Well, I don't accept that label of middle of the road and moderates, and I don't think most voters reject those kind of stereotypical categories as well. I'd hold our record up against anyone's. I mean, we got the industry to sit down with the environmental community to do methane regulations, the first comprehensive methane regulations in the country. It's now being rolled out as national policy for Canada. It's basically the equivalent of taking 320,000 automobiles a year off the roads. Those kinds of concrete results, where rather than just talking about it, we actually did something.
You also have to convince primary voters that you are the right candidate to take on President Trump, who's shown he's an aggressive political opponent. Meanwhile, I think you've prided yourself on trying to run positive political campaigns. How will you approach Trump?
I grew up a skinny kid with really thick glasses, like Coke bottles. The bottom of Coke bottles for my glasses, and I had a funny last name. So trust me, I know something about bullies and how they operate. And I'm not scared of Trump in the least. And there's no nickname he's going to come up that's going to surprise me, right? I've been called Chicken Cooper and Poop and Scooper. Go down the list. I do know that when you're dealing with bullies, you don't get into hand-to-hand combat, right? Because you're in the mud, and you're going to pick up a bunch of that mud yourself. The way I've always dealt with bullies is say back what they're saying, but you twist it just enough so that the people they're trying to impress, see the lunacy, the comedy in what they're trying to say.
We now have more than a dozen Democrats vying to be your party's presidential nominee. What's your biggest challenge in trying to stand out from the crowd and gain traction nationally?
For the Democrats to win, we've got to be able to win in Ohio and Michigan. And I think someone who has a long record of achieving progressive results, right? Universal background checks, really combating climate change with methane regulations. These are the kind of results that I think are going to make a real difference in those states that we have to win. Again, Ohio and Pennsylvania, Michigan and Wisconsin, and North Carolina.
Thanks for your time, Governor, and we'll see you on the campaign trail.
You bet. Thank you, Benda.